So whom should we love? Naturally, if you love somebody who is coming and going, naturally we'll have to come back, we'll follow him wherever he goes. If you love somebody in whom God is manifest, naturally, where will you go, where he will go? If he is not to return back, then you are not to return back. What will he say? He says, well, this man body, you have got the highest rung in creation. You are fortunate. But the highest aim before you is to know God. That you can do only in man body and no other body. That you have got fortunately, you have got it already with the grace of God. So this is your turn to see God, to meet God. All other things, these are to be paid off, all debts, giving and taking, you see, and the reaction of the past. Whom you love naturally, it follows that you have to just do what he says. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what does he say? Well, this is I turn to meet God, man body, the highest rung in creation, you have got by the grace of God. Make the best use of it. What is the best use of it? To know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. Self-knowledge precedes God knowledge. Not as a matter of inference or feelings, but as a matter of self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. When you know self, you know the old self which is controlling you in the body. And what is the expression of that God into expression power? God is light and God is sound principle. When you withdraw from outside, rise above body consciousness, you see with the inner eye open the light of God. And here the sound of the nada of God. One who is competent in that, he is called a saint, he is called a sadhu or sadhu. So best thing to whom we should love is such a person in whom God is manifest. So when you near such a man, you see, you come across and his pole where that powerhouse is connected, you see, you come nearer to powerhouse. So Maulana Rum says, when you come across a true master, you come nearer to God, because God is manifest in him. So coming to his feet, by radiation you get withdrawn to. The more your attention is riveted in him, the more you think of him, the more you are drawn within. And your soul withdraws from the body, you see the light of God. So this is the feet of a master. In the world, man body, the highest ideal before us is to know God. But to know God, we must meet with somebody in whom He is manifest, who can also manifest in us the same God power working within us. So he does not ask you to leave the world and go to the forest, you see. He says, remain in the world, pay off all debts, give and take, which you have to do as a reaction of the past, pay off those sweetly, and direct your footsteps to God. That's all. Those who can guide you that way, he is called a master. There is no reserved right any of outer any religion, you see. Masters have been coming in all religions. You remain anywhere you like, but meet such a master, you see, in whom he is manifest and who has the competency to make that power of God manifest in you. Such a man, while living in the world too, when he is always thinking of God, you see, naturally where will he go? To God. If you are tied to the world, naturally you will have to come back again and again. Man body is the highest rung in creation, fortunately. We have got it already, and the best use of it is to know God. To know God, we must know ourselves. It's a practical subject of self-analysis that can be demonstrated by someone who rises above body consciousness daily. So this is what I will tell you, whom we should love in the world. You see? So I was just talking about who is our true master. All masters said the God is the Guru, is the master, true master. He is the controlling power within us. In the body we have got so many apertures, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth and two underneath. We cannot run away out of it. Breathing goes out. It cannot remain outside. Some power is pushing it back into the body. That controlling power is called God. When that is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. So that is the true Guru. He is the controlling power in all, in each one of us. And where it is manifest, that manifested God in man, we call him a master. Not the Son of Man, but the Son of Man in which he is manifested. So true master is God himself. That God, not absolute, but the God which has come into expression, which is sustaining, controlling the whole universe. So that is the true Guru. Guru Nanak was asked, who is your Guru, your master? He says that God is the expression power. Shabad is the Guru. My soul is his disciple. Kabir also said the same thing. He was asked, where is your Guru residing? He said, he is beyond above the outgoing faculty. When you come up there, you will find him. That power is the controlling power, keeping us in the body. So, true Guru or the true Master is the God into expression power himself that is controlling all universe. So, that body is respected at which human fold is manifest. For the manifestation of God in him, we respect him, we love him. In the world, the question arises, whom should we love? Now God is love, our soul is also love, it is innate in our souls, and naturally it wants somebody to be attached. Now our soul, our love, is attached to outward things, to the physical body, to the children, families, to the outer things. Result is what? We have to come back again and again where we are attached. So, where these all things are changing, not stationary. So, we have to love somebody which is not changing. Oh God, you are eternal, unchangeable, permanent Lord. We wish to be attached to you. Those who are attached to the world outward changing panorama of life, they cannot see you unless they withdraw from there. So true Guru, who is he? He is the God in man, manifested God in man. Whom should we love the most? Whoever is able to just withdraw our attention from outside, drag us up and open the inner eye to see him, what God is like. Who can remove the darkness when you close your eyes and manifest the light in you, who is competent to do that, he is called a Sadhu Santar, Mahatma. Ah, the word Guru is used for that. But not for the Son of Man, as I told you before. We respect that body only for the reason that he is manifest there, he is also within us, but latent. The God in him is the competency to just withdraw attention from outside, drag our attention from the lower portion of the body, bring up to the seat of the soul in the body and open in our eyes to see the light of God. So such a wonderful body, I will say, in which God is manifest. So to love him is the first thing which is from whom we get the highest aim of our life, to know God. Because he sees God, he makes us to see God within us. And once you get something to start with, some capital, you can then dwell from day to day and just rise into him, you see.